I would like to say that it seems to me that these instruments, mobile phone, are getting a bit out of hand. We are giving us a lot of communication, but we are also taking some things away from us. One important thing that I would like to share is that when we give ourselves a moment of listening, like the one we had before, the result is not relaxation, but the first thing that happens to us, and it is a gift, even if it is not experienced as such. When we allowed ourselves this listening, is that we feel increased, that is, we are much more sensitive. We feel tension in the body and the straight in our thoughts. The first impact is not relaxation. It is natural that we all feel at first how powerful both the physical tension and the strength of our thoughts. We feel it just when we are listening. It's natural that we feel it at that moment, and afterwards, from this moment, a pausing begins. That is why it is so difficult to give oneself a moment of peace, of relaxation, because to enter into relaxation, one must first feel non-relaxation, then EA, tension in the body, they are more, they call it in the bioenergetics, Loewen. He had the continuation torsion in the body that we usually never feel. It is a great gift to be able to feel it. So we really have to abandon the idea that relaxation to enter immediately into relaxation. This happens if you do an activity very intense, very strong, such as running, that takes your energy away. But it is something temporary. It is not long term. Does not affect the person, but coming into contact with this tension that is always there, but we don't feel it. That's the problem, that we don't feel it. So the first great gift of a moment of listening, of this intimacy, is that we feel it, and from this arise a pausing, a trusting. A moment of healing is harmony. So it is a harmonizing, rediscovering a naturally harmony, which is then that of a story that told a lay person who has awakened, and tells of a footballer who has to take a penalty to kick, and he say that this touching, even for an instant, with deep death of in, free of fear, that allow this great performance of it, of his. So it is a result much more effective. Research has been done on sport performance. It is a very important week where great discovery can be made, that love can be nourished, it can be nourished. sadness, anything that does not receive nourishment dies. Is a great statement that has a lot to do with our well-being. If a thing we don't give it nourishment, if we give a plant water, the plant grow. If we don't give it water, the plant die. It is selective watering. So do we who water ourselves with these things. It is not about being good. It is about of giving ourselves the possibility to recognize what is good for us and what is not good for us. Behind good and bad. A moralizing attitude. What is of great help in this discovery is when we recognize when the body becomes twisted because painful. We feel tension, perhaps during a conversation with a friend who starts telling us the same things is not right, that become a vehicle to giving her to once our pain, regardless of the contents. Very often one talks about common themes only to give vent anger. But when this anger pervade us and one can feel it in our body, because our body becomes to twist, to feel pain, so it's a question of generating a confident in feelings. We are refining this capacity of listening, and it is very courageous, because the first thing we come into contact with is the resistance, thanks to which we come home. In these intimates, in natural ease. So what we are with nourishing, if I play an instrument, I will play it every day, or I can dream of becoming a great jazz guitarist and never play the guitar, or play it once a month. It is a great banality. What is nourishing? Lives, flourishes, and what is not nourished dies. And this also ate love, even kindness, with relationship with ourselves. I would like to remind you that the week of Ari is a very important week. Ari, anxiety, because it is that drop of fear that is in all our days. We don't think that hurry and anxiety are normal, that is, that they should be there. It is not a question of condemning them, but is about letting ourselves be helped from this emotional state that take away our day, even from when we wake up, that we already have to do something. I am already anxious because I am late. This is a sense of lack, of emptiness, that generates even more emptiness. And the fact of daring to stop and feel it, feeling in this confusion that says, do more. Write more message, do more things instead of daring stop and feel is a very courageous thing, and that is what the practice of the tree breathing give us, which seems something of a banality, of a futility, so small What good can 3 brief do compared to my future, my work, to what is outside my affection, relationship, health, the world, what relationship has is too small. It is too simple. Stop and feel. I would like really that in the coming weeks I wish you to awake in a moment of great emotion, perhaps painful motion, something confusion, sadness, anger, or a subtle fear, as well as hurry, anxiety. And in the heart of this energy that instead will bring us normally still to run more, to phone our friend, him, her, in the heart of this drama, to be able to stop and take 3 breaths. If perhaps this can happen even once to one of you, then these meetings make sense. Because this freedom has never been taken away from us, and only an illusion that we cannot stop, and to feel is the bravest act there is. But when I stop and give myself 3 breaths, I discover that this freedom that I seek by solving all problems is already there. This is the incredible discovery that it is not tomorrow when everything will be perfect. The right girlfriend, the right boyfriend, the right parents, the right job, the right relationship with the right friends. It wouldn't be in 1, 2, 10 years, but what I'm looking for is already there. This is a Copernican revolution, but it is so simple because it's already there. To be able to stop and feel and feelings is difficult when there are painful emotions, because we enter the one place we would never want to enter. When there is a painful emotion, imagine anger, taking 3 breaths. When someone has hurt me, said something to me, is of incredible courage. That is why we have to train in the everyday giving ourselves 3 breaths. In the moment when there are no such strong emotion, here is truly, even if only one of us does it for everyone, it is of great courage to stop and take 3 breaths. Please don't underestimate this, because just doing it make us realizing the magnitude of this courageous act. Here is. So if you can, this drop of fear, the anxiety, the hasts that are in our everyday, the way out is out. This more message with more phone calls, more exchange, more explanation, and then suddenly, because I see a calligraphy, or perhaps because of an object I have in my pocket that remind me that I am free. Don't underestimate this small gesture, because when I touch this freedom, it's like when the sky is completely covered by clouds, and then there is a ray of sun that pierces and goes to illuminate a hill, the sea, and suddenly we remember that the sun is already there. We had forgotten, but suddenly remember that is always there. Here is this freedom is always with us, especially when it's not there, is the opposite of this constant fear, having more exchange, more things, this anxiety for security, take away the security which is always with us, and the freedom that is always with us, and this discover can be made by anyone. No one in our place, we can only make it ourselves, and it is a great help. And three small briefs.